Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wildfire danger still high across Kansas. We have the story.
Brown University shooting suspect is dead. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has issued a verbal state of disaster emergency proclamation. The governor says Kansans should remain vigilant and take extra precautions to eliminate the risk of sparking a fire. Conditions across Kansas ramped up. The wildfire threat this week as unseasonably warm temperatures combined with strong winds created a high fire danger across the state. Winds gusted to more than 50 miles per hour across Kansas Thursday with a 61-mile-per-hour gust clocked near Wichita Eisenhower Airport.
Police yesterday identifying the suspect accused of carrying out a mass shooting at Brown University on Saturday and the murder of an MIT professor. Fox's C.B. Cotton with the latest from Providence, Rhode Island.
The Providence police chief says investigators pored over financial records and video footage, but it was really one video clip that he said had a description of a vehicle that was later backed up by a tip that ultimately led investigators to a car rental place in Massachusetts. And that car rental had documentation that confirmed the name of the suspect. They believe he acted alone. Brown University says he was enrolled at Brown from the fall of 2000 to spring 2001, and that he was admitted to Brown's graduate school to study in the doctoral physics program. Neves Valente was from Portugal, but a legal permanent resident of the U.S. His last address was in Miami, Florida.
Two people were killed, 9 others injured at Brown on Saturday. 2 guns were found on the suspect's body.
Today is the deadline for the Justice Department to release files regarding Jeffrey Epstein.
6 years after Epstein's death by suicide in a New York City jail cell, his infamous files are set to be released. President Trump signed the Epstein Files Transparency Act 1 month ago that said today is the date the documents come out. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi is in charge of the release, but she has some discretion about which files can be made public. Any documents that could compromise a federal probe or a current court case could be held back. On Wednesday, convicted Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell asked the federal judge to vacate her sex abuse conviction. It's not clear how or if that request could affect which files can be withheld. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And more from the Justice Department, which is suing 4 additional jurisdictions for refusing to hand over voter registration rolls.
The DOJ alleges officials in Washington, D.C., Georgia, Illinois, and Wisconsin violated federal law by refusing to produce their voter registration lists requested under the Civil Rights Act of 1960. The agency argues Attorney General Pam Bondi has the authority to access these election-related documents, which include personal information, including voters' birth dates. In a statement, DOJ officials say the law is clear. States need to give us this information so we can do our duty to protect American citizens from vote dilution, adding the filings show that regardless of which party is in charge of a particular state, the Department of Justice will firmly stand on the side of election integrity and transparency. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the DOJ has now sued 22 jurisdictions.
TikTok inks a deal to sell its U.S. division to American investors.
TikTok's Chinese parent ByteDance has signed an agreement to sell its U.S. entity to a joint venture controlled by three American investors, Oracle, Silver Lake, and MGX, to make sure that the widely popular social video platform can continue operating in the United States. The new TikTok U.S. joint venture will be 45% held by the consortium of new investors, including the three groups. Another 30% will be held by affiliates of existing ByteDance investors, and close to 20% will be retained by ByteDance. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Chiefs in action on Sunday, heading over to Nashville. We'll preview that game coming up in sports.
President Trump is easing restrictions on marijuana for medical research. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News.
This December, Wichita comes together for the 12 Strays of Christmas. From December 8th through 19th, KNSS is partnering with the Kansas Humane Society to help local pets this season. Each day, we introduce a new stray of the day.
KNSS News Time, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock and 21 degrees. Australia will launch a national gun buyback scheme following the mass shooting in Sydney, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says. As hundreds of surfers and swimmers paddled out at Bondi Beach to honor victims, the buyback would be similar to gun reforms introduced soon after the massacre in 1996 in Tasmania's Port Arthur after a lone gunman killed 35 people, which prompted authorities to implement some of the world's toughest gun laws in Australia.
President Trump is easing restrictions on marijuana for medical research.
An executive order from the president is intended to quickly reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous Schedule 3 substance, expanding cannabis access for medical research.
This is really something having to do with common sense, and it's something having to do with the fact that so many people that I respect ask me to do.
President Trump says the reclassification will not decriminalize or legalize marijuana for personal use at the federal level, but instead treat cannabis like ketamine or anabolic steroids prescribed and administered by doctors. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
An Army sergeant is about to stand trial on charges that he shot five people at a Georgia base.
28-year-old Sergeant Cornelius Radford is scheduled to appear in a courtroom at Fort Stewart. He is charged with shooting four soldiers and a civilian worker, who was his romantic partner, with his personal handgun in August. Fellow soldiers were able to disarm and restrain him until military police arrived. He's facing attempted murder and assault charges. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Real-time translation comes to another platform.
In its company blog, Google says its latest upgrade to its Translate app, powered by its Gemini artificial intelligence, can not only translate words, but discern the nuance of the speaker's vocalizations to provide better interpretation and to understand idioms. This way, translations for non-standard sayings can be more contextually accurate and not word-for-word nonsense. Google Translate works with 70 languages and works across platforms. The new beta version of Google Translate is now out for Android users, and iOS support for Apple devices is coming in 2026. Eben Brown, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area starting to pick up, starting to see some more traffic on those traffic cameras out there. Another stalled out vehicle, this one southbound on I-135, and it's between the 13th Street exit and those 8th and 9th Street exits, so watch out for that. And of course, Kansas Turnpike southbound still closed a couple miles north of El Dorado. Now, you won't be able to get through there again. A semi-truck was involved in an accident up there, so they're going to have to send you on a detour around. It's not too far out of your way, but anyway, that's a Kansas Turnpike traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's a noticeably colder Friday morning, but it's mostly sunny and mild this afternoon. High 54, windy, but not like Thursday. South winds 15 to 30 and gusty. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 37. Partly cloudy, breezy on Saturday, high 55. Mostly sunny, lower 50s on Sunday. We're in the 60s and 70s next week. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now a few clouds, a south wind at just 3 miles per hour. 21 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen's Head of the Morning Show, number 7080. That's 7080. And yeah, 7080, Ted. Temperature, high temperature yesterday in Wichita, 54 degrees, normal high 45. And it was on this date in 1967, nature delivered an early Christmas present in the form of a week-long heavy snow event on Flagstaff, Arizona, burying the town in nearly 7 feet of snow. 83 inches, to be more exact, measured at the Weather Bureau there. On 3 days, the 13th, 14th, and 19th, Flagstaff received between 15 and 27 inches. Wow. That's a lot of snow. 7 feet. 7 feet of snow. Let's see here. Okay, on this day 27 years ago, 1998, President Clinton was impeached by the Republican-controlled House for perjury and obstruction of justice, becoming only the second chief executive ordered to stand trial in the Senate. Like Andrew Johnson, before him, he was acquitted. He was.
And now pretty much every president gets impeached at least once.
It's our turn. Times. You guys had it before. Now it's my turn.
Right.
Our turn. So.
That's kind of how things are working.
Yeah, it's treated with a lot of dignity and respect there. Tim Reed's 81 years old today. Who's Tim Reed?
Venus Flytrap
on WKRP in Cincinnati. The guy who did the night shift there and lit all the candles and
funny
had a little
guy.
Gong.
Yep.
He was the tamest character in that whole show. He was the most sensible and level-headed of all. Tim Reed, good actor. He is 81
Man,
years
81.
Old.
81.
Let's see here. Oh, I get a little Christmas present coming to you military people from... the chief executive, that's right, President Trump, announcing nearly 1.5 million military service members will receive a Christmas bonus of $1,776. He's calling it a warrior dividend in honor of the nation's founding. Trump said during Wednesday's address to the nation that nobody deserves it more than our military, and I say congratulations to everybody. That's a pretty nice bonus.
Sure is.
I don't believe I've ever had a bonus that big.
Nor I.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Kennedy Center will be renamed the Trump Kennedy Center to recognize President Trump's work in improving the institution, according to the White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt. Efforts to rename the Kennedy Center may face legal hurdles, as the original laws governing its creation specifically prohibited renaming the building without an act of Congress.
Oh.
Trump indicated that any decision to rename the venue after himself would be up to the board. There you go. Okay, let's see what's going else. What else is going on in the world? I was at the local QT this morning. Went over to get a donut, and they had the RoboMop out there again. And I'm fascinated by the RoboMop.
Wow, I've never encountered the RoboMop.
It actually talks. It's,
oh, really?
I couldn't understand what it was saying, but something about...
Generally a warning to get out of its way or not to slip when you're on the other side of it.
I think this one... was saying, I can't wait for my time off. I'm going to have some. I want to be off Christmas Day. It was saying something like that, anyway. Now, the robot, I'm fascinated by that. When I was growing up, as a kid, I worked in a service station and I had to mop it. We finally got on to mopping every night. There was two of us working, and if there were two of us, I'd mop the office area, and then in the bay area out there, you'd squirt it down with something called solvent.
Okay.
Brush it in all the oil places.
That sounds safe.
And then you take a pressure hose, car wash deal, and squirt it all in, and then you squeeze it all down. That'll make a nice surface. Try to do it every night.
Very nice.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And when my wife, when I first met her, she was working at a Taco Tico, And before she left, they had to mop all the floors in there.
Of course. Got to keep the place clean.
And there were two guys working with her, and they made her do the mopping most of the time.
Well, that sounds very discriminatory.
So I grabbed the old mop and said, I'll do this for you. And from that moment...
No wonder she married you.
From that moment, the woman was in love with me. She saw that I knew how to operate a mop. Huh? Pretty cool. Well, today's stray of the day from the Kansas Humane Society is Shadow.
Shadow.
Ooh. Yep, he's an 81-pound puppy.
Whoa!
That's a big puppy.
That's a big doggy.
And we're teaming up with the Kansas Humane Society to help local pets this season. KHS has a list of items they are requesting, and you can see the full list and today's featured pet on our Facebook page. Thanks to XY and 316 Pet Supplies for supporting the 12 strays of Christmas.
Do we know what kind of dog this is?
Yeah, let's see here. It's a 10-month-old, 81-pound puppy.
That's all it says? Okay.
Ted, Jad, did you see a picture of this dog? Do you have any idea what Shadow looks like?
No, I wasn't paying that much attention
to it. He's 81 pounds. He's a fat chihuahua is what he is. He's overweight.
I don't think that's true.
Probably a fine pet.
And what's his name?
Shadow.
Well, yesterday's was hot dog water. I think Shadow's a bit more appropriate. Taking a look at Shadow.
You got to look. Okay.
He's just a black, probably some kind of pit bull mix, maybe.
Aren't they all? Isn't every dog in the world some sort of pit bull mix?
Yeah. maybe some Labrador there. Not sure. Yeah.
Do they ever have any Shih Tzus down there, do they? Or? I'm sorry. I was watching
maybe
Best
they
of
Show. Do at some point.
I was watching Best of Show the other night, and I'm kind of in a Best of Show.
Well, how can you not be after watching that? Funny movie.
7:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, we'll start out with some pro football. The Kansas City Chiefs are in action on Sunday. Three more games to go in the regular season. No playoffs after that, so just three games left. The Chiefs are heading to Nashville for a matchup against a not-good team, the Tennessee Titans, a team at the bottom of the conference, a team that has lost 11 home games in a row, and they are pretty much at the bottom. A lot of stats in the NFL with a record of 2-12. The Chiefs are favored by a field goal going into this one, despite the fact that Patrick Mahomes is not the quarterback for the Chiefs, injured out the rest of the year. Gardner Minshew at quarterback for the Chiefs now. This is expected to be one of the lowest scoring games in the NFL this weekend, so Vegas doesn't think either team will be able to score a whole lot. All right, so we'll go into this one, and of course it's right here on KNSS. Mitch Holthus and the Chiefs radio coverage begins at 11 a.m. Sunday with pregame, kickoff at noon Sunday, and of course that's right here on your Wichita radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And 1 hour from now, we'll be having our live Friday morning feature when we have Mitch Holthus on live with us. We'll preview this Tennessee Titans game and somehow relate the game to Shocker football.
Wow.
So we'll look forward to having Mitch on in the 8 o'clock hour. Make sure you're here for that. It's always great radio. Last night on Thursday Night Football, the NFL week got started with a really good game in Seattle as the Seahawks beat the Rams 38-37 in overtime. Starting at linebacker for the Seahawks, DeMarcus Lawrence out of Butler Community College. He had 9 tackles. The Seahawks were down by 16 points in the fourth quarter, and they came back to win it. 5 wins in a row now for the Seahawks. They are the number one team in the NFC.
Really?
Right now, yeah.
Ooh.
And a little fact for you, this is the first NFL game ever to be won by a 2-pointer conversion in overtime. First time it's ever happened.
Okay.
So the Seahawks get the win and do that last night. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Toronto Raptors go on the road to Milwaukee, beat the Bucks 111-105. Starting for the Raptors, former Kansas Jayhawk Ochai Agbaji had 10 points. And off the bench for the Raptors, Wichita's Grady Dick, former Jayhawk, made a couple of 3-pointers for his 6 points. Back-to-back road wins for the Raptors. They're in the number 3 spot in the Eastern Conference. College men's basketball this weekend. Kansas State is home tomorrow morning, hosting South Dakota. K-State men are going for their 3rd win in a row. As we'll have live coverage of K-State men's basketball at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Game will tip off at 11 a.m. tomorrow in Manhattan. Of course, you can listen to the Wildcats over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Shocker men play one more game before Christmas on Sunday afternoon. Shocker men hosting Eastern Kentucky. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin pregame coverage at 3:30 Sunday afternoon. The game will tip off at 4 o'clock Sunday. from Coke Arena, and that is live on 103.7 KEYN. The Shocker women play tomorrow on Saturday, going for their third win in a row. The Shocker ladies hosting Middle Tennessee at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Coke Arena. And got a birthday, interesting guy today, birthday for Tom Lawless. The former Wichita Arrows infielder is 69 today, played for the Arrows in 1984. And later on in that same season, he became the only player ever to be traded for Pete Rose.
Wow.
Yes, Tom Lawless was traded by the Cincinnati Reds to the Montreal Expos for Pete Rose.
Whoa.
So there's a bit of a trivia question for you. Tom Lawless played 8 years in the major leagues, including 4 with the St. Louis Cardinals. And starting at third base, he hit a huge 3-run home run in Game 4 of the 1987 World Series as the Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers. It was one of only 3 home runs that Tom Lawless ever hit in the major leagues.
Really?
But one of them was a huge one in Game 4 of the World Series.
Wow.
Prior to the game, ABC field reporter Reggie Jackson admitted he didn't even know who Lawless was. And the guy hits a huge home run. How about that? Some good stories there from the former Wichita Arrows infielder, Tom Lawless.
Almost.
It's his birthday. He is 69 today.
Wow.
That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Beers with the boys, girls' night out, or a glass of wine with a longtime friend. WBC is the place where groups gather for the holidays. East, West, and historic Delano. Wichita Brewing Company. That's pizza and beer made here. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
Keep it here for House Call for Health, dealing with holiday shopping stress. That's coming up, Stephen's Hit in the Morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Friday morning. A chilly 21 degrees. One person is dead after a motorcycle crash in Butler County. It occurred Thursday afternoon south of El Dorado near Southwest 50th Street and Southwest Haverhill Road. There is no word on whether any other vehicles were involved or what may have led to the crash. The name of the deceased has not been released.
The Hutchinson Fire Department confirming the evacuation has been lifted for the North Plum area following a wildfire that burned about 500 acres north of Hutchinson yesterday afternoon. Hutchinson fire personnel remembering that devastating fire that heavily impacted Hutchinson 8 years ago.
A man suspected of killing 2 people at Brown University and injuring several others in a mass shooting last Saturday found dead in a storage facility in New Hampshire Thursday. U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Leah Foley says authorities believe the suspect also killed a professor at Massachusetts Institute of Technology Monday.
There was financial investigations that were going on in the background that linked him not only to that car, but also to the hotels that he had rented and the car that he had used to not only drive to Rhode Island, but then back to Boston.
Suspect reportedly a Portuguese national, and had previously attended Brown more than 2 decades ago, allegedly went to the same university as the MIT professor in Spain. He was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
A man in Florida executed for the killings of a man and his girlfriend during a home robbery.
58-year-old Frank Athan Walls pronounced dead on Thursday evening following a 3-drug injection at Florida State Prison. He was convicted of 2 counts of murder and other charges. Court records indicate Walls broke into the couple's home in 1987, tied them up, and then shot both. He later admitted to the killings. Walls' execution is a record 19th in Florida this year. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
An Arizona jury sentences a man to death in a string of killings in Metro Phoenix in 2017.
43-year-old Kolofis Cooksey Jr. was convicted of murdering 8 people, random victims, as well as his mother and stepfather, killed over a 3-week period. He was also convicted on kidnapping, armed robbery, and attempted sexual assault charges for the attacks in Phoenix and Glendale, Arizona. Cops investigating his mother's murder uncovered evidence linking him to the other killings, a motive never revealed. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
All right, Steve, at 10 in the morning, let's take a look at the forecast now with the meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's a noticeably colder Friday morning, but it's mostly sunny and mild this afternoon. High 54, windy, but not like Thursday. South winds 15 to 30 and gusty. Becoming partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 37. Partly cloudy, breezy on Saturday. High 55. Mostly sunny, lower 50s on Sunday. We're in the 60s and 70s next week. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And right now we have a few clouds, 21 degrees. We have a south wind at 3 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And this is the 19th day of December. Steve and Ted Show number 7080.
You know, we've only got 7 more Steve and Ted shows.
7080. 7 more. That's it. Countdown has started. Well, we'll just keep plugging away here.
I know.
7 more shows. All right, here's a good story for you this morning, Ted. Okay. 38-year-old guy in Italy tried to hide from the cops by joining a nativity scene and pretending to be a wise man.
Very clever. Ironic, but okay.
Kevin does that in Home Alone.
Happened last week in the small town of Galatoni. Cops were chasing him, so he tried to lose them by hopping into a life-size nativity scene outside a church. Then he froze in place like a mannequin. And the crazy part is, it almost worked. They didn't see him until the town's mayor noticed movement out of the corner of his eye. They managed to snap a photo of the guy while he was still posed. He'd gone missing after a judge gave him 9 months in jail for assault. He's now behind bars serving out that sentence.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, like Jad pointed, that's something you'd see in a TV show or a movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, almost worked.
Were Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci chasing him?
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's see what else we got. I just want to mention that a few minutes ago, I almost did something I've never done in 28 years. Almost missed a cue to come back. That's what we call when you come from a commercial, you hear that, and then we start talking again. That's a cue, okay? You begin again. Well, I almost missed that a while ago. I was down the hall, and again, this happens quite frequently. I was trying to get some coffee, and somebody had taken the last drop and not started a new brew. And I know who's doing it. I know who the guy is. Like, the guy was like employee of the month several months ago. But apparently he doesn't think enough of his fellow workers to actually brew the coffee.
To keep the coffee going.
Yeah.
If you take the last one.
Because he works in FM radio and they have a queue about every hour and a half where they have to talk. And so, yeah, who cares, right? They don't care about the other guys in the studio, the station, right?
Anyway. Man, you're almost into coworker rampage mode.
Tacky behavior. Tacky coworker behavior. Needs to be punished in some way. All right. Let's see. I wanted to share with you that I wanted to share something about you and I love movies, old movies especially. I got a brief look last night at a movie I'd never seen, just got to watch for a few minutes. It's called Heaven Can Wait. And this is not the one with Warren Beatty.
Not the one from the 70s.
No, this goes back to 1952.
In the 50s.
It's a color, and it's got Alan Ameche in it, and Spring Byington, and Gene Tierney. And Gene Tierney, if you're not familiar with her,
very photogenic lady.
I'll go out on a limb and say I think Gene Tierney was the most beautiful woman who ever worked in Hollywood.
Well, you know, Robert Osborne, the guy that used to host all that stuff on TCM, he said the same thing. He thought Gene Tierney was just the most beautiful woman ever on the movie screen.
Well, she was. Yeah, this story's about she's from Kansas, and she's dating a guy in New York. And Kansas is a running sort of a gag the whole day.
Yes.
A Pallet, the heavy set guy, that's her dad.
Who is from Kansas.
Is
Eugene
really?
Pallet.
Is he really? Okay.
And is the devil involved with this?
No. She is going to marry this guy, but then she meets his brother, Alan Ameche, who's a terrific charmer.
Okay.
And then from then, I kind of got lost. I had to go
see. But yeah, the theme of her being from Kansas, they kind of run it through the movie, and there's jokes about her people being from Kansas.
And she goes back to her dad's estate in Kansas.
Right. Turns out they're
cattle
rich.
People. Yeah. They're cow people. So there you go. But anyway, Gene Tierney. And of course, when she dated a young senator from Massachusetts when he was single, she dated Jack Kennedy. And who could blame
there's two President attractive people.
Jack Kennedy. No kidding. All right, next item on the business. someone close to me is in the hospital or overnight at least after surgery. And so I went up to visit, and I had not been to Wesley Medical Center, frankly, in quite a while. And that place.
You need a GPS, man. Figure out where you're going.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Large complex.
Yeah, several new buildings. I mean, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I started down the hall, and there was a woman who was there who recognized me from the radio and started chatting with me.
Oh,
and she kind of helped me get through there because she'd been there. And you would walk on, and every time now you'd see somebody in scrubs and say, "Are you lost?" You know, a nurse or somebody. Here's the way you go. I mean, they were very helpful. But I finally found the room where I was supposed to go. And, yeah, quite an experience. Well, both of my kids were born at Wesley. So, and my late mother-in-law worked there as a nurse. So it's quite a complex, though. It's not just one building. I think they want to be the next Johns Hopkins.
It's massive complex.
And I was struck by the fact that there are, especially in the daytime, there are a lot of healthcare workers on the job. And they're all doing a great job, I hope. So there you go. Let's see what else holiday season, Taco Bell celebrating with something special for you each Friday. We're going to be at a Taco Bell on one more Friday at least to randomly select
today.
The winner of $98 cash. Today, I'm going to be at the Taco Bell at in the noon hour in the 11,000 block of Kellogg Drive out on the east part of town. And somebody coming through the drive-thru gets $98 in cash. And it's quite a deal.
Yeah, make your lunch plans today. Yeah. You might be a big winner.
Taco Bell's way
Christmas
of saying
cash.
Thank you and happy holidays. And we've been doing this with Taco Bell for about 10 years. And the employees get a huge kick out of it because, they get to help. They select whoever it is. And I just lean through the window and give them the money. But the employees just think it's great. They love it.
It's pretty cool stuff.
And the people who get the 98 bucks love it as well.
Exactly.
Okay here. I just want to talk one more time about the issues show we have coming up this weekend.
Yes,
it's a special the issues are a half-hour public affairs program weekly. By the way, I did a little research. I have done this weekly program since 1999.
Oh, my gosh.
Every week. Well, not every week. I skipped a few, but it's a half-hour.
For the most part, yeah.
It's been a lot of fun doing this show.
You've had great, impactful members of the community on that show week after week now for 26 years.
A lot of times it would be local politicians.
Mm-hmm.
People involved in, people like the Kansas Food Bank and different places like that.
Yeah,
anyway.
People at nonprofits, philanthropies. You've interviewed a lot of those folks over the years.
Well, we changed up. I've only got two of these left. So is this one and next week? That's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
So this one, I've been thinking about this for a long time. I got Tony Dusing to be my guest. Of course, Tony's the operations manager here at Odyssey. He's been a program manager, program director for years. Now he's programming five stations.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a lot to do with what goes on the air on these stations. And I just took behind the scenes and queried him about that. And the fact that he's been in the business for more than 40 years.
Long time here in this
town.
And
a lot of that time, he and I have worked at the same company.
Yes.
So anyway, Tony's going to be our guest, and it's pretty interesting.
I'm sure it is. I'm looking forward to listening to it.
Very interesting things. And I'm amazed that I just, I've been doing this, keeping records since 1999. How about that? All right.
How can people listen to that?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's here in KNSS, it'll be at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. And I think Jad's got the podcast up for us.
Yep, podcast's up.
Yeah, you go to our webpage and get a look at the podcast up there. You can find it there.
Very good.
Yeah, or on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, Odyssey app. Oh, lots of ways. Lots of ways.
And then next week, we're going to do the last issues show. And what's going to happen then?
You tell me. You're in charge.
Well, I don't know about that. I think I'm going to interview you for the final issues show of your career.
All right. Well,
But that's next week.
We'll talk about that next week. It could be a complete disaster.
It might be.
We might have to just leave it on the cutting room floor and go do something else. But anyway. All right. 7:42, Steve and Ted. A pause in contract negotiations at Boeing. We're going to talk about that with Kirk Semenoff, Wichita Business Journal update. On the way, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's number one talk.
Steve is 10 in the morning, KNSS, three big things.
3.
Suspect in shootings at Brown University and MIT found dead of suicide.
2.
Governor Laura Kelly issues disaster emergency declaration because of wildfire danger across Kansas.
1.
Big grass fire forces evacuations in North Hutchinson. Everyone has returned home now. 3 big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. Still quite a bit of traffic on the roadways. It's a little slow southbound on I-135. That's right up there at the North Junction. We do have a stalled out vehicle northbound on I-135 right at the North Junction, right at K-96, actually. And then we also have the report nearby of another stalled out vehicle, and this is right around 29th Street North. And looking at those traffic cameras in the area, we just still have a lot of traffic headed this way. We also still have the Kansas Turnpike closed southbound a couple of miles north of El Dorado. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 53 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 37. Saturday, sunny and breezy again. Tomorrow's high 52, so much the same like today. And then on Sunday, more of the same, mostly sunny with a high of 51 degrees. Now a few clouds, south wind at 3 miles per hour. 21 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And coming up at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening, the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS. And with us with a preview of Sunday night show, John Whitmer with us this morning. Morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Nice to be with you. And I was hoping for a white Christmas. Doesn't seem like we're going to get it, unfortunately.
That's pretty rare. In my lifetime, I can't remember maybe one.
They say about one every 10 years.
Oh, okay.
It happened about once a decade.
All right.
I'm disappointed, but that's okay. I can still keep hoping.
That's terrible. City Council is looking at possibly going ahead with that sales tax of $850 million. You going to talk about that this weekend?
We're going to do kind of a different format than usually. Typically, my show, we do guests and interviews. This time, we're going to kind of do, Rush Limbaugh used to do occasionally where he'd, on Fridays, he'd kind of open it up and let the callers. And that's sort of what we're going to do this week. We're going to leave the show in the hands of the listeners and kind of do a lot of segments that are just open and allow callers to dictate the show. I get a lot of requests oftentimes for caller segments, and because of the format, we don't have as many time for that. So this week we're going to take a lot of calls, and I'm sure we will be, yes. The city council voted this week to put the Wichita Forward plan on the ballot, which is an $850 million sales tax plan. And, there are pros and cons to the plan. I guarantee you that will be discussed. I'm sure we'll also be discussing, you've heard the news. We don't know for sure what the press conference on Monday is going to be, but because I serve the legislature and I know some of the key players on Monday, there's going to be an announcement, quote unquote, with the Kansas City Chiefs. And I may be able to get one of the leaders from either Ty or Dan to come on briefly and give us a preview. But I have a sneaking suspicion the Chiefs may be moving to Kansas, and I'm sure that'll be a topic for Sunday as well.
Yes, and there's been a heavy rumor they might stay in Missouri, too. So we'll see what happens on Monday. Hey, sounds like you're going to have a good time Sunday night. So enjoy yourself, and we look forward to it. John Whitmer, 7 o'clock Sunday night, right here on KNSS with Steve and Ted in the morning. All right, Wall Street ended the trading on a positive note Thursday.
Stocks ending higher but paired from bigger earlier gains after the delayed consumer price index report came in better than expected. The blue chip Dow and benchmark S&P 500 rose, snapping a four-session losing streak. November CPI rose 2.7% year-over-year, while core inflation, which excludes food and energy, rose 2.6%. Economists were predicting that both numbers would top 3%. Tech gained while energy and consumer staples lagged. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Amazon, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, United Health, Amgen, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow rising 66 points.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't.
Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Nasdaq higher by 313, S&P 500 up 53. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A pause in contract negotiations at Boeing. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The union representing about 1,500 white-collar workers at Boeing Wichita has agreed to pause contract negotiations at the request of the company. BIA, known as the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, began negotiations last week on behalf of professional and technical workers in non-engineering roles. The talks began the day after Boeing completed its acquisition of Spirit, but negotiations reached a standstill a week later with SPIA negotiator Wes Gardner sounding off. He said, "I'm incredibly pissed by this demonstrated lack of respect." That's a pretty good quote. The labor agreement ends at the end of January. The once-growing Chicken Max fast casual chain that began in Wichita 2 years ago is down to one Wichita location. The Central and Tyler location that was temporarily closed in September is now on the market for lease. And the East Central location that closed in October is now scheduled to be occupied by a Blackbird Burger location that's not tied to Chicken Max. The chain still has a location open in South Dakota, but had once announced it would open 25 Kansas locations over 10 years. And the Wichita Business Journal's list of the most impactful business leaders in the city for 2025 is out. It's called the Power 50. And you can read all about them today in the print and digital editions of the Wichita Business Journal. For those of you scoring at home, Steve and Ted finished 51st and 52nd in balloting, while yours truly was somewhere in the 300,000s. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
You know, the Journal does a lot of polls, and Ted and I have never been mentioned in any of them, but it's all right. The local newspapers never mentioned us either. We're kind of accustomed to being kind of ignored by other media, so that's all right. If you want to just leave us out of your little poll there, that's fine, okay? We're bigger than that. We don't care, right, Ted? Don't we? We don't care. Oh,
it sounds like you care.
I do care a lot. My feelings are hurt.
You got to remember, the media tries to stay on the sidelines in these type of things for these impactful business leaders. It's not about us. It's about them.
Yeah, it's about fake news is what it is, buddy. Okay? There you go.
Ouch. Man.
All right. Every third Friday in December, people all over the nation trade their casual garments for something more festive. Today is Ugly Sweater Day. Ted's got on some sort of a hoodie there.
I've just got a hoodie on.
It's
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This Panther football, what is that?
It's from Friday Night Lights.
Oh, okay. And I've got my Odyssey shirt that somebody gave me. So we don't have ugly sweaters. Do you have an ugly sweater on today, Kirk?
I have a very old hoodie on, my daughter's elementary school hoodie from about, 15 years ago.
Oh, my. Yeah. Vintage.
Got any chili stains on it or anything?
No, I've kept it in pretty good shape.
Well, I don't have an ugly sweater. I don't know. I'm sorry. Every garment that I wear is impeccable. I am a fashion statement for the city of Wichita. Right,
very
Ted?
Nice.
Right,
yeah,
Ted?
Yeah, you look sharp.
That's my claim anyway. So there you go. Ugly sweater day. Do you have an ugly sweater then other than the one you've got on there, Kirk?
No, I really don't.
No.
For guys my size, it's kind of tough to find.
Right.
But my wife looks every year for me.
She's probably got that T-shirt that says, I'm with stupid, right?
She's got them in all the colors.
All right. Thanks, Kirk. Check with you next hour. That's the Wichita Business Journal Update with editor Kirk Seminoff. We're being semi-serious at the end there, but anyway. Coming up to the 8 o'clock hour on a Friday with Steve and Ted. That's exciting. A lot going on. Got the latest on the wildfire danger all across Kansas. Ted has special sports.
Yeah, our live Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice to Kansas City Chiefs. We got Mitch coming up in about 20 minutes.
Plus entertainment news. We call it the blur.
Yeah, we got all your entertainment news coming your way to finish out the week before Christmas here. So make sure you're here for the blur coming up at 8:35 this morning.
Plus we have weekend traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.